Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn from Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Hey, in the middle of explaining Halacha Aleph, and in the Oizar Tzur Zdav, it's on Mem Amud Aleph, about the fifth line with the words Hada Amra, and in the Artskot Tzur Zdav, it's on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, also on the fifth line with those same words. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Tzar Bas B'Yakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing whether or not it's permitted to make a Takana for Mukta to save it. Even though we're saving Mukta and we're preventing a loss, maybe it's permitted to go about doing something on Shabbos or Yom Tif in order to save it. So the Gemara tells us Hada Amra, the following brass that tells us, the one's allowed to do a takana for mukta to save it, as long as it's done in an abnormal way. What does the brayso say? Tani, it tells us, ner shakava, a lamp that got extinguished, matzilin es shamnoi. One's allowed to save its oil. If it started leaking out, he's allowed to put a kli there and catch the oil. Now Rav Yaakov Racha, he tells us, okay, but Rav Shimon, that's only according to Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, kava mutal taltaloi. If a ner got extinguished, one's even allowed to move it, because he's very mikel when it comes to mukta, and therefore it's only according to him the one's allowed to save the oil. However, Amr Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, he tells us that's not true. It could really be according to everybody, because Loy Amar El Lataltaloi, Rav Shimon only allows being metaltalit. So he's making regarding tiltal or moving of the lamp. Hala Hatzel Matzilin. But according to everybody, it would still be mutter to be matzel the oil and save it by simply catching it in a kli, because even according to the Machmirim, those who argue with Rav Shimon, you're not moving it, you're just saving it in a kli. And Tani, we have another brayso, nice and kli tachzadalf b'Shabbos. One's allowed to place a kli underneath dripping water on Shabbos. Now Nismale, if it fills up, Shayfech, he could pour it out, Vashina, and repeat this, Ve'ina Chayshish, and there's no Chashash over here. And it's specifically talking about water that is Roy, one could technically use it, therefore it doesn't have the status of Mukta. And Rav Chanan, he further explains, Asu Oisek, in the Haru Sumayanos, Shabo Michosat Chom, Usechat Chom, we treat this water like rivers and springs that come from outside the Tchom to inside the Tchom. We know that usually on Shabbos, if something was brought from outside the Tchom, you're not going to benefit from it because it's Mukta. One never had in mind that he would be able to access it because it was outside the Tchom, except for a flowing river spring, because even though the water that's here now was outside the Tchum when Shabbos started, since the person knows that it's flowing and he knows that it's going to be coming within his reach on Shabbos, he has in mind that he's going to end up using it. And it's the same thing over here with his delif, with his dripping water. Since it's roi, it's usable, it's not mukta. Now Vitanikin, we have a brass just like this, Nahar Sumayana Shabbat Michosat Tchum L'Tchum, rivers and springs that came from outside the Tchum to within the Tchum, Memalim Han B'Shabbos, one could fill up his bucket with them on Shabbos, but ain't Sarchlein B'Yom Yom Tif, it wouldn't even have to say, of course he's allowed to do this on Yom Tif. And on Halacha Beis, the Mishnah lays out a rule for us. Kol shehu mishum shvus, anything which is a shvus, which means has nothing to do with a mitzvah whatsoever, it's just a standard regular act, or mishum rishus, it has somewhat to do with a mitzvah, or mishum mitzvah, it has 100% to do with a mitzvah, and all these situations, the Chachamim asserted it, that we're not allowed to do this thing on Yom Tif, then chayav na'al b'Yom Tif, one would be chayav for doing this on Yom Tif. Memo Beis on top, the Mishnah further explains itself, Elohim mishum shvus, these are the examples that are Shvos, as we had said, that means it has nothing to do with a mitzvah. Loy oilin be'ilon, no going up on a tree, meaning no climbing a tree. V'loy rechman kabehima, no riding an animal. V'loy shatan al panei amayim, no floating on the water. That's because of gzera. Maybe he's going to end up making some sort of device to help him float, and that's basically making a kli. Furthermore, v'loy misapkin, v'loy metapkin, v'loy miraktin, no doing misapkin or merutapkin, which is something with the hands, and no dancing either. That's because we're afraid the shem takin kli shir, he's going to end up making a kli for music. On to the next category, Elohim. Mishom Rishos, the following things are because of Rishos, meaning they have somewhat to do with the mitzvah. Loi donin, no judging, vlemi kadshin, no being kadish a woman, loi chaltsin, vlemi yavmin, no doing chalitza or yibum. Some of these are also because maybe he's going to end up writing a shtar. Being kadish a woman is because it's like a kinyan, it's like an acquisition. And Elohim Mishom Mitzvah, the following are because of mitzvah. Loi magdishin, vlemi marichin, vlemi machrimin, all these have to do with donating something to the Beis HaMikdash, and these are also because it's like mekach memkar, it's like a business deal because he's being mighty something from his Rishos and putting to the Rishos of Hektish. Also, Volemak being Truma Meisters Yom Tif, no separating Trumas and Meisters on Yom Tif. That's because he's being Metakein, he's fixing up. And says the Mishnah, Kol Elu B'Yontif Amru, all these were said that they're also due on Yom Tif, Kavu Chaimer L'Shabbos, for sure they're not due on Shabbos. And lastly, Ein Ben Yom Tif L'Shabbos, El Eichel Nefesh Bovad, there's no difference between the Surim of Yom Tif and Shabbos, except for Eichel Nefesh, as we've spoken about previously, something that's necessary for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif is permitted. Says the Gemara, Shvos Hi Rishos. When we say Kol Shehu Mishom Shvos in the Mishnah, that means practically Rishos, something that a person could do if he wants to, he doesn't have to, if he doesn't want to, meaning it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. And Virishos, when the Mishnah says the word Rishos, that means Shehi Mitzvah, that there's somewhat of a mitzvah doing this thing. Now we further clarify, even though we spoke this out in the Mishnah, the Gemara continues discussing this, Ezu Hi Shvos, Shehi Rishos. What does that mean, a Shvos? That's a Rishos. Loi Oilin Be'ilon, Loi Rechon Agai Behemah, Loi Shatan Al Panei Amayim, no climbing a tree, no riding an animal, no floating on the water, Loi Misapkin, Loi Mitapkin, Loi Mirakdin, no doing these things either. And Ezu Hi Rishos, Shehi Mitzvah. What's a Rishos? Which is like a mitzvah. Now, Tony, we have a braisa in oilen be'ilon, no climbing a tree, bein lach ben yavesh, whether it's moist or even if it's dry. The Gemara asks, nichalach. We understand if it's moist, that's a problem because if he breaks off a branch, that's going to be like katsira, it's like harvesting. Whereas yavesh, if it's dry, kachanu oimrim, aser lodosh lagabiz ram b'shabes. Do we say that it's aser to walk on a dry branch in Shabbos? No, there's no issue. It's dry. It's not deriving any nourishment from the ground. So I would be aser to climb a tree if it's dry. Even if a branch breaks off, it's not like he's separating it from its source of life because it's dry. It's not living. Al must be kira meir. There's only going shitas rav meir. Rav meir amar rav meir says gefen shiavsha asura ve'ina mekadeshes. A dried out grapevine is aser, but it's not mekadesh. This has to do with the iser of kelayim. We know that we're not allowed to plant wheat, for example, next to a grapevine. As our meir holds that a dried out grapevine, even though it's totally dry, it's not alive, it's not producing anything, it's still usher to plant grain next to it. However, it's not makadesh it. It's not going to usher the grain if it is planted there, but it's still usher, and so it must be that our mission is going like that, that you're not allowed to climb up a tree even if it's dry and it has no life to it. However, says the Gemara, Mem Alpha and Alpha on top, Divrei HaKol really could be usher according to everybody. Usher ilon yavesh b'nei ilon lach. They usher climbing a dry tree because maybe he's going to climb a moist one, and then we have that isser, then maybe he's going to break off the branch, and that's going to be like katsira. Now we have a story about this. Rav Chiya bar Ashi also ufar kumei Rav. Rav Chiya bar Ashi came and he was running in front of Rav. So Amar Lei by da susa. Rav asked him, "Which way did you come? You got here so quickly." Amar Lei told him, "By hitamarta kimta. I went by that crooked tamar tree, meaning I climbed on top of it. The reason why it's called the crooked or bent palm tree is because it was dry. And so he's saying, I got here by climbing on the tree, and I was able to get here much quicker." So Amar Lei, he told him, "Man Charlach, who permitted this for you? You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, even though it's dry." We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.